This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Officials say anyone over 70 can get the COVID-19 vaccine. Governor Polis says many parts of Colorado have inoculated first responders and are ready to expand.
And I'm really looking forward to the day where everyone who wants a vaccine can get it, and we can embrace our loved ones again, celebrate life's special moments with one another, starting with our age 70 and up Coloradans who are at greatest risk of hospitalization and death for this virus.
Officials say a National Guard member tested positive for the variant and is isolating at home. He was part of a team that assisted a nursing home in Elbert County. Pueblo's curfew expires early Friday morning. It was put in place in October to help stem the spread of COVID-19. Mayor Nick Grandisar says they're seeing fewer confirmed cases.
And I'm hoping that trend will continue. If we see some different activity, I certainly reserve the right to reimpose the curfew.
Low-wage workers in Colorado are bearing the brunt of the pandemic's economic impact.
A new report from the Colorado Center on Law and Policy says the state has gained back about half of jobs lost during the shutdown in March and April. High-wage employment is almost back to where it was at the start of 2020, but low-wage employment is still down more than 17%.
CPR Sarah Mulholland also reports jobs in the food and accommodations sectors are down 40%. 42 in Denver, 16 degrees in Vail. You're listening to Colorado Public Radio News.